Hey y'all, it's Aaron from The Blitz, and it's time for another One for the Road. Well, I'm married, and I have been for a while, and I never really had to do that whole dating app thing, because I met my wife well before that became super popular. So I'm really thankful for that, especially when it comes to this story. Well, if you're using those dating apps, I've got a new term for you to be aware of. It's called dogfishing, and what it is people have been posing for their profile picture on dating sites and apps with dogs that aren't really theirs. So they'll ask a friend or somebody who can, you know, pet sit their dog, or maybe even go out to a park and take a picture with a stranger's dog and make that their profile picture. So does this constitute false advertising? I mean, if I were on a dating app and I saw a picture of a girl with a dog, that definitely ups her points for me. If I find out that wasn't her dog, I'm going to be a little bit upset. But again, I'm not on dating apps, so you know what? Let me know what you think. There's even a dating coach in Washington, D.C. that says it's a bad luck, even if you get more matches because of the dog in your picture, because she says, it looks like you're trying too hard. Well, yeah, no duh. I mean, it looks like this is the new version of guys taking care of their friends' kids just to attract more women. So let me know what you think about it. Hit me up at AaronIsBlitzed on Twitter. You can always tweet at us at Degenerates975, or you can get in touch with us on our Blitz Facebook page. All right, I'm out of here. We'll be back again tomorrow on Wednesday for another edition of The Blitz right here on ESPN 97.5.